Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I was never really big enough to play high school football, let alone most sports in high school, and having asthma didn't help either. In those days, medicine was for mom and dad in a container called 7-Up. Today I take a cool little pill in the evening, hit my Advair in the morning, and if I have a big attack, not many of these days, I have the infamous Pro-Air, guaranteed to put me right. That and I have grown a little bit out of it, so the doctors predicted. One of the things that I most missed about team sports in those days was the camaraderie that I witnessed. It wasn't until college that I got involved in sports, and believe it or not, it was soccer. I ran well and played an inside right, but then converted to goalie. So running was still on the schedule, just not quite as much. I reveled in that rush of adrenaline and the standard ritual of the giving of high fives after winning. This same excitement of the game of doubles and racquetball carried me along late into my 60s, and I still long for it. The reason I'm bringing up today the word camaraderie, and I'll look up how to spell it later, came upon me as I read a Bay Area newspaper article this week that shared the before and after football game of the Paradise Bobcats last weekend on their home field, which along with 150,000 acres and 8,000 structures claimed 86 lives. The team practiced on gravel fields to prepare for this season, and they got the new helmets donated by Aaron Rodgers, and they're ready to take on all comers. They were a team. They had a will to win, and they wanted to pick up right where they left off after losing an opportunity to go to the playoffs last year. Two players led the pregame ceremonies, walking down the steps carrying two American flags. One was to honor those who died in the fires, and the other to thank the first responders who risked their lives to save anything and anyone they could. Three Paradise students started to sing the national anthem, but the public address system wasn't loud enough, so the crowd of 5,000, normally 2,500, joined in and made up the difference in a big way. Hugging and waving of arms followed, and that certain rush of adrenaline was chills up and down anyone's body who was present. Mine too, and I wasn't even there. I've been thinking about this high-profile item and wondered how many people saw it, or cared, or saw the significance as it relates to the world around us. Recently, there is this local city council person trying to get the Pledge of Allegiance out of the start of meetings. We've already lost prayers on our schools in America, and I remember a former mayor of the city, Eureka, actually took the American flag out of his office. And while I love the new argument that the national anthem wasn't really intended to be sung at sports events in the first place, please tell that to the 5,000 people in Paradise, California. No pledge, no prayer, and oh, no anthem. So you think that's why the great kneeler of our generation, Mr. Kaepernick, didn't get an invite to kick out the first football? Camaraderie. Look it up. They won that night, too, in a big way. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.